It's not that Clinton and others advocate policies they believe are bad for children. That would make them cartoon villains. Rather, they believe in good faith that society would be much improved if we all looked at everybody's children as our own. They sincerely hold, in the words of the feminist philosopher Linda Hirschman, that women cannot be fully realized human beings if they don't make work a bigger priority than mothering. In a sense, Hirschman is a feminist version of Michael Lerner, who sees work as a locus of meaning. Her contempt for women who don't completely dedicate themselves to work is palpable. And, as other feminists note, if women are made to feel judged or shamed by their choice of daycare, this negativity will be paid forward in the form of brain-warping stress. Some couch their progressive utopianism in pragmatic language. Sandra Scar is possibly the most quoted expert on other than mother care in America and a past president of the American Psychological Society. However desirable or undesirable the ideal of full-time maternal care may be, she says, it is completely unrealistic in the world of the late 20th century. That sounds defensible enough, but her larger agenda lurks beneath the surface. We need to create the new century's ideal children. Uh-oh. Beware of social engineers who want to create a new type of human being. These new children will need to learn how to love everybody like a family member. Multiple attachments to others will become the ideal. Shyness and exclusive maternal attachment will seem dysfunctional. New treatments will be developed for children with exclusive maternal attachments. Can you see the brave new world over the horizon yet? Among these treatments, another word for propaganda, are books that try to put distance between mothers and children, such as Mommy Go Away and Why Are You So Mean to Me? In It Takes a Village, Clinton cites the Washington Beach Community Preschool in Roslindale, Massachusetts, where director Ellen Wolpert has children play games like Go Fish and Concentration with a deck of cards adorned with images. Men holding babies, women pounding nails, elderly men on ladders, gray-haired women on skateboards that counter the predictable images. This sort of thing is carried into progressive grade schools, where gender norms are often attacked, as documented in Christina Hoff Sommer's War Against Boys. In short, daycare is not bad for children. Rather, the traditional bourgeois standards by which we judge what is good for children are bad. This trick is a genteel replay of the Nazi effort to steal the young away from the hidebound traditions of their parents. The Nazis brilliantly replaced traditional stories and fairy tales with yarns of Aryan bravery, the divinity of Hitler, and the like. Math problems became mechanisms for subliminal indoctrination.